Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roxanne Roberts has the lead, Peter, with 4 points. Paul Provenza and Roy Blunt Jr. are tied for second. Each has 2.
All right. We have flipped a coin. Roy has elected to go first. So, Roy, here we are. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. Once again, the number of people receiving blank benefits increased, reaching a 26-year high.
Unemployment.
Right. President Obama named former Washington Governor Gary Locke as his new choice for
commerce.
Blank. Yes, Commerce Secretary. After taking almost 9 months off for knee surgery, golfer Blank returned to the game this week.
Tiger Woods.
Right. The Senate passed a bill giving residents of Blank representation in Congress.
Washington, D.C.
Right. Wildlife officials in Eagle, Colorado have issued an amended alert for residents, this time telling them to be on the lookout for Blank.
Enormous rabbits.
No, an elk with a bar stool around its neck.
Oh.
Because the procedure violates sanitation requirements, cosmetology boards across the country began banning pedicures performed by Blank.
Elks with...
No, performed by fish.
Oh.
Former sidekick Andy Richter will reunite with host Blank when he takes over The Tonight Show in June.
Conan O'Brien.
A New York law firm accidentally publicized some upcoming layoffs when a senior lawyer at the firm blanked.
Said all of you who's who still have a job here, step forward. Not so fast.
No, when the lawyer at the firm talked too loudly on his cell phone.
Oh.
I wasn't trying to overhear, said a fellow Amtrak passenger and law student who overheard the conversation and then reported it, but it was, quote, so damn loud.
Mm-hmm.
The firm issued a statement acknowledging the layoffs and said, quote, we apologize for the unfortunate manner in which our deliberations and about reductions have become public, unquote. The statement then went on, what? What? You're breaking up. What? No, don't worry. I'm only contagious when they're flaring up. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points.
Well done.
Roy has the lead.
All right. Paul, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Just days after he was urged to resign, Blank presided over the Senate for the first time.
Burress.
Roland Burress, we say. Here in Chicago, less than 3 weeks after undergoing surgery for pancreatic cancer, Blank returned to the Supreme Court.
Justice Ginsburg.
Right. NASA is investigating the failed launch of a rocket carrying a blank on Tuesday.
Satellite.
Right. After accidentally paying some laid-off employees too much severance, software giant Blank said it would not ask for repayment.
Microsoft.
After, right. According to a new study, losing weight really just comes down to cutting Blank.
Calories.
Right. An employee at a United States South Pole research station was fired earlier this month for blanking.
Freezing.
No, for jello wrestling. Employees of the U.S. Inspector General's office were conducting an audit of McMurdo Station when they came upon the sticky remains of a jello wrestling party. Station managers said the incident was only part of the reason the unnamed employee was fired. In other words, while the jello wrestling was certainly a black mark in the station, it wasn't as bad as the guy's other stunt, the first and last South Pole wet t-shirt contest. Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and he's tied with Roy for the lead.
All right. So, how many, then, does Roxanne need to win?
She needs 4 to tie, 5 to win outright.
She can do this. She knows. She is confident. She's ready to go.
Look at her.
Here we go.
Look at her.
Here we go. All right, Roxanne, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. This week, Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso became the first foreign head of state hosted by blank.
President Obama.
Right. 8 years after the murder of federal intern blank, investigators say they are finally ready to make an arrest.
Chandra Levy.
Right. Investigators believe engine problems may have caused a deadly Turkish Airlines crash in blank.
Amsterdam.
Right. In spite of apologies from Rupert Murdoch, the NAACP is organizing several protests over a blank that appeared in the New York Post.
Over an editorial cartoon.
Right. John Alwood of Australia has broken the world record for blanking.
Hamster exercise.
No, smashing melons with his head.
Ooh.
47 in just 60 seconds. According to government officials, imprisoned NFL star Blank will be allowed to complete his sentence under home confinement.
Michael Vick.
Right. The recession did not dampen the festivities in New Orleans as people celebrated Blank.
Mardi Gras.
Right. A guy who robbed a bodega in Brooklyn almost escaped when the police nabbed the wrong guy. But then the perpetrator blanked.
Said, hey, you got the wrong guy.
Exactly right.
Thank you.
Raymond Granby had made it into his apartment with a stolen Old English malt liquor, but the police, not being picky, just arrested the poor schmuck who answered the door. Granby wasn't having that, so he leaned out of the window as the police were going away, and he yelled, "It's me, you idiots! You have the wrong guy!" And they did feel dumb as they arrested him. Carl, did Roxanne do well enough to win? I think she did.
She needed four to tie. Roxanne had seven correct
answers. Oh, my God.
14 extra points, 18 points total. Ooh. Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
Whoa. You dominated.
Well, no,
you showed no mercy.
Why did I even come?